Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Good evening. I'm John Landecker. It's 9 minutes after 9, and I want to welcome to the program from Channel 9 News, Tamon Bradley. Good evening. Welcome to your sister radio station, for lack of a better term.
Oh, yes, indeed, John. Good to be on with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time this late at night on...
Is it late?
Date / forum eve. I don't know how else to put it. I thought, am I interrupting his homework? I mean, this...
I see you've been around a long time. You know a little something about the preparation that goes into this. Yeah, we're at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It's going to be on WGN Radio as well as WGN TV, and then I guess you could stream it on WGNTV.com. But
wait a minute.
I know listens to the radio and watches TV.
You have no idea. I've got a release here. It's on Roku. It's on Amazon Fire TV. It's on Apple TV.
And then all goodness. This is great. I guess I get a little something extra in my paycheck. Right?
Who knows? This is a daunting task. I mean, you've got nine candidates up there.
No, that's right, John. Look, we've had a lot of back and forth. I've got a terrific producer, Jordan Muck. I'm co-moderating with Lourdes Duarte, who does our 4 o'clock news on Channel 9. And boy, you know what? We've had so much back and forth here trying to come up with these questions, trying to figure out what's the best format for this with nine people. That's a lot. And so what we're going to try to do is pose a question that kind of works for everyone and then target in on some specifics of what people are saying with follow-ups. With targeted questions, but it's difficult because although the voting is open, people in Chicago, by the way, can vote at the two sites in the loop, the super site, and then the election headquarters.
Right.
And so some people are already voting or have asked for their ballots by mail. And then a lot of people are just tuning in trying to figure out, well, what do I want to do? Am I sticking with Lightfoot or do I want to go in a different direction?
Right. Well, how do you... I've watched a lot of debates / forums, and it always strikes me that the candidates are extremely hard to, I guess I'll use the word control, because they don't seem to follow the format, if you will. And that happens with just two candidates. So, and this is nine, and you're not at the Channel 9 studios. You're at Steinmetz College Prep, right?
Yeah, which is a great environment. Get out in the community in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think look, they know the rules. They've all agreed to what we've laid out. I mean, the idea is with there being nine people, we're calling it a forum. It's not specifically a debate. What does that mean? We can't promise you a rebuttal. You're going to look, and we're going to be looser than you sometimes. I think most people remember from the governor's debate.
Oh yeah,
my colleague Michael Mater sort of saying, "Hey, you're not answering the question. Get back on topic." I think we're gonna probably look. They can use their 1 minute or 30 seconds how they want, and I suspect some of them will want to attack one of the other candidates, and they can kind of do that. And so when we get to the other candidate, who was attacked, they can respond, and then the audience can see, well, they're not answering the question, and then that's hard, John. And
yes.
But there are moments where something's so egregious, we're going to need to step in and allow for that interaction. It's complicated. It's kind of like the hockey ref will let you fight a little bit before they sort of break it up. I'm going to have to be breaking these things up and try for them not to fight unless they're just, wailing at each other and there's nothing I can do.
Right, and who knows? Hopefully not. But nine people. But that's as you explained it. I was talking about you coming on last hour, and I specifically noted that this is not a This is not labeled a debate. It's labeled a mayoral forum. And as you just described it, that may be, that's a brilliant move in my mind, because a forum is not a debate. So that gives, it seems it would give you more, well, it gives everybody involved more leeway. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I would liken it to what we had when I was running for student government association at Howard University years ago. Speakouts is what we called our sort of candidate invitationals. It's an opportunity for the public to hear from these people on the topics that we have picked. And I think the topics, John, are pretty obvious. We're going to look at crime. We're going to look at the economy. We're going to look at education. And then whatever else, frankly, we can squeeze in. But there are obviously a lot that falls under those big three umbrella topics. And, you know, we've tried to write it in a way where they'll be able to draw some contrasts. But, you know, I mean, they can use their time. It's 90 minutes as they see fit, because there's just not an opportunity. Oh, so-and-so just went after me and invoked my name. I get to speak. No, you don't. We're not going to be able to do that. I mean, with nine people, you just can't do it like that.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the mayoral debate, which I vividly remember. And I was commenting earlier on the air that in debates such as that, the moderator asks a question and the candidate gives an answer that has nothing to do with it. The candidate just gives the answer, one of his talking points, as though the moderator never even asked him anything. So,
which I despise, and I will usually redirect and sort of cut them off and say, you're not answering. I think we're going to try not to do that. John, I know you know Lourdes. She is polite.
She's fantastic.
She can get you back on task if need be, but, you know, we're going to try to, they can use their time as they'd like, just because we hope they honor the spirit of what we're trying to do here with nine people. How are you going to debate eight other people? So I hope they don't do that.
And there will be, this is, since it's time, it's college prep, there's going to be an audience.
We are going to have an audience. Yeah. That always adds an interesting dynamic. I like it both ways. I like, you know, I'm fine when we don't have an audience. But I like the energy that a crowd brings, because you always have the one candidate that has more supporters, and it's sort of like, you know, they're cheering them on, and they're, you know, and that's, we'll see. I mean, maybe everyone will bring the same amount of supporters, which could be fun too, but you never know with an audience. It makes it fun.
Well, you know, the more we talk about it, the more intriguing and exciting is the word that it's coming to my mind that this will be.
I can't wait. We'll be getting over there early tomorrow and doing some run-throughs, and we're trying to finalize those questions. As you said, John, it's hard. This one is more difficult, and I was doing my homework, by the way, before we hopped on, of course, because this is a tricky one. But I hope it's worthwhile, because, as I said, you know, February 28th is Election Day. Voting is open now if you travel into the loop, and then voting at other sites is going to be opening up soon as well. And so people need to you got to decide what you want to do if you live in the city of Chicago.
Well, Tamon, thank you so much for taking time tonight, the night before the mayoral forum, to being with us. And I think it might be appropriate to say break a leg, so to speak.
I always like that. I'm an old theater person from back in the day. So I appreciate that very much, John.
Thanks for being with us.
Sure.
And good luck.